70 years ago, the United States had just entered the Second World War.
70年前，美國係啱啱進入去第二次大戰裏邊。
The fall of 1942 was a desperate time for the Russians.
1942年嘅秋天係喺對蘇聯嚟講係一個非常嘅時期。
The Russians and the Germans were locked in a life and death struggle at Stalingrad.
喺當時啊，蘇聯同德國就喺啊處於生死存亡嘅大戰作當中。
And Stalin was desperate to find relief from that pressure.
斯大林當時就係好迫切嘅需要嚟到揾幫助。
So he constantly, he urgently, he persistently made demand on Churchill and on Roosevelt.
咁佢就係啊要求英國同埋美國嚟到好迫切咁要求，不斷嘅要求嚟啊佢哋嚟到幫助。
Stalin demanded Churchill and Roosevelt should invade France and open a second front.
斯大林係當時就係要求丘吉爾嚟到去。
And Stalin was hoping that a second front in France would draw the Germans away from the east.
Stalin 就希望呢条第二条嘅战线就系可以将德军嚟到拉薄佢哋嘅军力。
So Stalin again and again would send his foreign minister Molotov to London and to Washington.
Stalin 就差遣佢嘅外交政治官嚟到去到游說丘吉爾嚟到，
佢個外交部長啊 ，demanding an immediate invasion of France， demanding an immediate opening a second front。
佢要求丘吉爾嚟到去法國嚟到開戰。
And it was a joke at that time that Molotov only knows four English words。
Molotov 當時個笑話就係佢只係識得四個英文嘅字。
The first word is yes。
第一就係。
The second English word is no.
第二個英文字就係唔
係。Now, what do you think of the third and the fourth English word that he knows?
咁你估唔估第三同第四個英文字佢識嘅係乜嘢咧
？Second front, second front, second front.
就係第二條戰線，第二戰線。
But Churchill refused to open a second front.
但丘吉爾係唔肯嚟到開呢條嘅第二期。
Because Churchill was afraid of a repeat of the First World War.
因為佢係。恐怕係重蹈第一次大戰嘅經歷。
Where millions of allies were slaughtered in the trenches in France and in Belgium.
當時就係成千上萬嘅盟軍係喺第一次大戰嚟到戰死。
Roosevelt also resisted Stalin's demand for a premature second front.
咁羅斯福當時亦都係唔係好願意。
Because Roosevelt knew all the time and all the effort needed to make preparation to invade France.
羅斯福知道係需要好多時間、好多嘅預備嚟到參戰。
And it would not be until the spring of 1944 before adequate preparations were completed.
直到1944年嘅春天。佢哋嘅預備功夫先至嚟到完成。
It will take more than a whole year to bring and train hundreds and thousands of Allied soldiers and bring them to London, bring them to England.
又需要成年嘅預備，成年嘅訓練，佢哋嘅兵士先至可以嚟到預備到好嚟到參戰。
It will take well over a year of preparation to amass and stockpile millions and millions of tons of military hardwares.
都需要係超過一年嘅時間嚟到預備佢哋嘅軍力。
Ammunition, food rations, and all that are needed for invasion of France.
所以預備好武器同埋軍糧。
And the second front in France would not be a reality until June of 1944.
直到1944年六月，法國嘅戰線先至可以預備到嚟到開戰。
It took that long to make the adequate preparation.
係需要咁長嘅時間嚟到好好嘅預備。
I mean, who would start an invasion without adequate preparation?
邊個會係未預備好就去參戰咧
？Only a fool would or a madman would.
就係一個瘋狂或者愚蠢嘅人先至會咁樣做。
Victors are those who are prepared.
能夠戰勝嘅人就係有好好預備嘅人。
But what preparations are needed to invade the Promised Land？
嚟到係入侵神應允嘅地，係需要乜嘢嘅預備咧
？If you would turn with me to the fifth chapter of Joshua，
我哋嚟到睇約書亞記第五章。
Now think of yourself as Joshua. What preparation do you think you would need？
假如你係約書亞嘅時候，你要需要乜嘢嘅預備咧
？Here you are. You are Joshua. You have led 2 million of your people cross the Jordan。
就例如你係約書亞時候， 你帶領到200,000嘅猶太人嚟到約旦河嘅河邊啦。
You have established a beachhead at in enemy territory. In front of you is a fortress, Jericho.
咁你就預備好嚟到前線啊！耶利哥城就喺你嘅前邊啦。
What preparation will you be doing?
你需要乜嘢嘅預備功夫？
Now he is a military commander. It would be logical for him to be thinking about the tactics he would employ.
如果佢一個戰士一個將軍時候，佢就會預備好佢入侵嘅戰略。
It would be logical for Joshua to think as a quartermaster general.
可能就係好似一個將軍咁樣嚟到預備。
He should be calculating.
他应该是好好的计划。
Eisenhower has a big step doing all kinds of calculation.
就好像美国将军艾森豪咁样，他有好多人喺佢身边嚟到帮佢预备。
Joshua should be counting and calculating how many swords that he would need, how many arrows, how many bows, how many men he would need.
约书亚应该就系要计好佢需要几多人，几多嘅兵器。
Joshua should be thinking about the logistics.
所以要預備好運輸嘅預備。
How much wood that he would need to build how many siege rams？
所以幾多嘅築防，幾多嘅武器
？That's what he should be doing and calculating if he were fighting a battle against flesh and blood。
如果佢係人世間嘅爭戰嘅時候，呢啲就係佢應該要做嘅。
But he did none of that。
但係佢冇完全冇咁樣做。
And here's a message God has for us this morning。
呢個就係神今日俾我哋嘅信息。
The battle of Jericho was never a battle against flesh and blood。
耶利哥嘅戰爭完全唔係肉體嘅爭戰。
The battle of Jericho was always a spiritual battle。
耶利哥爭戰永遠係一個屬靈嘅爭戰。
It was a battle against sin, against unbelief。It was a battle against the opposition of God's will and against God's purpose.
係對付一啲係同神抗拒嘅。
Arrows, bows, swords, siege rams do not win spiritual battles.
任何嘅兵器都唔能夠贏取屬靈嘅戰爭。
What then win spiritual battles？
係乜嘢可以贏取屬靈嘅爭戰咧
？Remembrance
紀念到神對神嘅紀念。
Remembrance of our spiritual commitment to our God win spiritual battles。
係對我哋神屬靈嘅紀念。就可以令到我哋喺屬靈嘅爭戰裏面。
Remembrance of God's forgiveness win spiritual battles。
係對神都俾我哋嘅原諒，就能夠令到我哋係贏取屬靈嘅爭戰。
Remembrance of God's power and faithfulness win spiritual battles。
紀念到神嘅大能，神嘅帶領就可以令到我哋贏屬靈嘅爭戰。
And humility before God wins spiritual battles。
喺神面前嘅謙卑就係令到我哋可以贏取屬靈嘅。
These four principles are illustrated in this chapter。
呢四個嘅原則就係喺呢段經文嚟到提醒我哋。
Remembrance of spiritual commitment wins battle。
對屬靈嘅Now
we did not read verse 1, so let's read that together, please. Verse 1. Shall we please? Verse 1. Now, when all the Amorite kings west of the Jordan and all the Canaanite kings along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelites until we had crossed over, their hearts melted and they no longer had the courage.To face the Israelites. Let's read that in Chinese, please.
嚟到睇第五章第一節。
Together, please.
我哋一齊嚟到中讀。在約旦河西，亞摩利人的眾王和靠近海邊的迦南人的眾王，聽見耶和華怎樣使約旦河的水在以色列人面前乾了，直到他們都過河去，他們都心裡驚怕，因以色列人的緣故，勇氣全失。
See, that's a perfect time for Joshua and the Israelites to attack right there and right then.
喺呢個時候就係約書亞係進攻嘅最好嘅時機。
They had their enemies on the run.
佢哋嘅敵人係撤退緊。
All the Canaanites were melting in fear.
迦南人當時係充滿恐懼。
Not only did they have the promise of victory from God. They won their psychological warfare too. The local Canaanites were ready to hand over the land, ready to hand over the fortified cities to them. All the 12 tribes were united together under Joshua's leadership. And the Canaanites, they were paralyzed with fear and they were ready to surrender. It's a perfect time for an all-out offensive. It's time for Blitzkrieg, we call them Blitzkrieg, lightning war. Now you would expect God to say in verse 2 this. Now Joshua, go up and take Jericho. Fear not, do not be discouraged. Be strong and be courageous. You and your fighting men, you shall rush the wall and the wall will come down. Do it now. This city is yours. Now we would expect God to say that. But is that what God said?
大神是这样说,
God said the most strangest thing in the world. Verse 2, God said, at that time, the Lord said to Joshua, make flint knives and circumcise the Israelites again. So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the Israelites at Gibeath Haraloth. The first order of preparation that God gave was not to stockpile weapons. But to circumcise all the men. Before the actual battle, God wants to make all his fighting men's casualties. I was thinking, huh? What was God doing? Why would God give such an order? Well, on the first physical level, it was necessary. See, we have to remember all the men that came out of Egypt 40 years before this, they were circumcised according to Moses' command. Because we have to remember, none of those adults were alive anymore at this time. They had all perished. Because verse 4 tells us that all those that came out of Egypt, all the men of military age, died in the desert on the way after Egypt, after leaving Egypt. And verse 6 tells us why. The Israelites had moved about in the desert 40 years until all the men who were of military age when they left Egypt had died, since they had not obeyed the Lord. You see, the adult fighting men of Israel that Israel had before Jericho, they were born in the 40 years of wandering in the desert. And this new generation had never been circumcised. And it is this new generation that Joshua circumcised. Now, what does this act of circumcision mean to this new generation? See, to Israel, circumcision was always a reminder of their covenant relationship with God. It's a reminder of their covenant commitment to God. I mean, every time an Israelite man go to the party, and they are reminded of who they are. They are reminded that they are a people treasured by God. They are reminded they are people set apart that belongs to God and to no other gods in their neighborhood. They are people who are to serve Jehovah only and to serve no other God. They are reminded they are under obligation to obey God's command. I mean, every time an Israelite male goes to the party, they are reminded of this. I mean, how many times is that a day? In other words, they are constantly reminded of their commitment that they have made to God. See, the battle of Jericho was never a battle against flesh and blood. It's really a battle for the hearts of Israel. Who shall possess the commitment of Israel's heart? And that is why God will give such weird instruction later on in chapter 6. We'll look at it next week. God would have given a different set of instruction if the battle of Jericho were against flesh and blood, fought with swords and bows and arrows. Instead, God instructed the people with spiritual preparation. Because all spiritual battles really boil down to this one question. Who shall possess my heart's commitment? Who has your heart? Who has your commitment? That really is the only question about fighting spiritual battles that we face every day. And Israel passed its first test of commitment. They did just as the Lord instructed. But by doing so, they made themselves totally vulnerable. Let's read verse 8 together. Let's read that English. Last time I didn't hear anybody reading the English verse. Verse 8 together, please. And after the whole nation had been circumcised, they remained where they were in camp until they were healed. Please again in Chinese, please.
一起来读第八节。 全国的人受了割礼之后, 都住在营中自己的地方, 直到痊愈。
Can you imagine how vulnerable they were at that moment? I have heard of cowards shooting themselves at the foot, in the foot. They don't want to go to the battlefront, so they shoot themselves in the foot, and it's a self-inflicted wound. It's a very minor wound. And the cowards will be sent back to the rear for treatment. But I have never heard of commander-in-chief inflicting such disabling wound to all his fighting men. Just before the greatest battle, Joshua and Israel had a casualty rate of 100%.
他们的受伤程度是100%。
Because God was not only testing them to see if they would commit their hearts to God.
神不单只要看他们是不是将他们的心来到献上。
God was testing them also to see if they would trust in God's protection in those few days.
神要知道他们，要试炼他们，使他们，要看他们是不是真的完全的信靠神。
In those few days when the men were totally helpless, totally vulnerable.
在这几天当中，当这班人受伤是处于弱点的时候，
God brought them to such a point to teach them all this great spiritual lesson.
神就是教训一个对他们教训一个极大的属灵的功课。
It's not by might, it's not by human power, not by human logic that we win battles.
不是由人的逻辑、人的能力来到赢取这些战争。
It is when we are weak, it is when we are frail that God demonstrates His power, that God demonstrates His grace, that God demonstrates His faithfulness.
是我们脆弱的时候，神就神的大能，神的神俾我哋信心就系显现。
And all God's people need to learn this lesson.
所有神嘅子民都要学习呢一个嘅功课。
It is our commitment to God that wins battles.
系我哋委身俾神嘅心嚟到赢取我哋嘅战争。
It is God's grace, it's God's strength that battles are won.
系神嘅恩典，神嘅大能，先可以带领我哋赢取战争。
And also verse 9, it tells us that remembrance of God's forgiveness wins battle.
喺第九节讲出到。记载到是我们纪念到神的大能来帮助我们赢。
Let's read verse 9 again, please, shall we?
我们一起来看第九节。
Then the Lord said to Joshua, Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you, so the place has been called Gilgal to this day.
我们一起来到第九节。耶和华对约书亚说，我今日把埃及的耻辱从你们身上滚去了。因此那地方名叫吉甲。
The reproach of Egypt. Reproach means rebuke and shame.
将这些滚开的时候，即是说意思是羞耻的意思。
And the reproach of Egypt has a reference to two specific events in Israel's life.
是两件事来到的。
The first one is in the 32nd chapter of Exodus. Moses was up in the mountain receiving the law from God.
出埃及記第31章嘅記載到，當時摩西上到山上領取神嘅解命。
And the people down at the bottom of the mountain, they were growing impatient.
咁喺山下等嘅子民開始唔耐煩。
So they asked Aaron to make for them a golden calf.
所以佢哋就叫亞倫嚟到整一隻金嘅牛犊。
A golden calf was a common symbol of worship in Egypt.
金牛犊是在埃及来到，崇拜的一个很普通 的偶像。
So the people were worshipping an Egyptian god.
所以他们是来到崇拜一个埃及的偶像。
They went back to the shame of Egypt.
他们回到埃及的羞耻。
The second reference is in 14th chapter of Numbers.
第二点就是在民数记第十四章来到指出。
The people had reached Kadesh Barnea, 加底斯巴利亚。
他们当时是去到加底斯和巴利亚的地方。
That place is the door of the promised land. All they had to do was just walk in.
他们已经临近到应许之地，他们是走进去就可以了。
And the people refused to enter because of fear and because of unbelief.
不够的信心，同埋佢哋内心嘅恐惧，以致佢哋冇进入到去。
On both occasions, God's anger and wrath burned against the people.
喺呢两件事里边，神嘅怒气都系临到佢哋嘅子民嘅身上。
And God threatened to destroy the whole nation.
神甚至话系要将呢个国家所有嘅人嚟到毁灭。
And God wanted to start a new nation with Moses.
神就系。想用摩西来建立一个新的国家。
But both times Moses pleaded with God on behalf of the rebellious people.
但两次摩西都是向神来到恳求。
Moses would not think of his own glory.
摩西不会为了自己的荣耀来到设想。
He only had God's honor in mind.
他只是来到想着荣耀神。
So Moses pleaded with God not to do that.
所以摩西就恳求神不会这样做。
Because what the unbelieving world would say.
The
unbelieving people would say, well, God brought his people to the wilderness only to destroy them.
They
would have brought dishonor to God's name.
So God withdrew
his judgment.
所以神就將他的審判來到挪開,
but God's rebuke and God's displeasure continue to be with the people.
但神的指責仍然是留住在他的子民的身上。
The people would wander for 40 years in the wilderness as a landless nation.
他們就在曠野裡面是一個沒有國家、沒有地土的子民。
What kind of a country would it be if it has no land? What kind of a nation would it be if it has no land? The people would wander for 40 years as a homeless nation. That's the shame of Egypt. But God is saying no more. This is a new day. This is a new beginning. The rebuke, the displeasure that I had for you is taken away. Your shame is taken away. Rolled away like a piece of old carpet in the basement that's probably soaked because of the leak, because of the flood.
就好像在我們肚腹裡面整濕了的地氈一樣,我們是把它滾開。
God said, I have rolled it together, I'm taking it out of the garbage to the curb, and it's going to be taken, removed from far, far away from you.
我們將你的手指就滾起來,來到丟開。
God is saying, remember the forgiveness I have for you.
神就說你要紀念到我對你的原諒。
So you don't have to dwell in the past, you don't have to dwell in the failures of your past.
不用繼續 為到你以前的羞辱、以前的失敗來到傷心。
See, guilt and shame or past failure, those are heavy, heavy burden.
以前的失敗、以前的羞恥是給我們很大的重擔。
And no one can win battles insisting on holding tight on the past failures and shame.
沒有人可以繼續攬著我們的重擔來到贏取戰爭。
God said, let the past guilt and let the past shame go.
將以前的羞恥、以前的
For I have set you free from your guilt.
See,
victory is won when we no longer insist on carrying the guilt with us. Remembering our commitment to God wins battle.
我們紀念到神，我們才可以贏取戰爭。
Remembering God's forgiveness wins battle. In verse 10, remembrance of God's faithfulness and power wins battle. On the evening of the 14th day of the month, while camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated the Passover.
正月第十四日的晚上，在耶利哥的平原裏守逾越節。
Now I must say that I was wrong last week when I said the Passover was on the 10th day of the first month. It's actually on the 14th day of the first month.
上次我講錯了，上次我話係正月嘅第十日係逾越節，其實應該係第十四日。
Now some years from now, you're going to ask this question. Now when did pastor begin to show signs of Alzheimer?
很多年後你會提起牧師是何時開始有老人癡呆症呢?
The answer is January 2012.
答案就是1月12日。
That was 4 days off.
他講錯了4日。
I have to thank Edmund for bringing that to my attention.
多謝神提出的指證。
But the third remembrance that God instructed his people was this, to keep remembrance of the Passover.
第三個紀念就是他的子民需要紀念到逾越節。
You see, looking back in our past is not a time for nostalgia.
看回我們以前的事,不是來到懷舊。
It's not a time for melancholy.
不是來到傷感。
Looking back is not yearning for a time long gone, never to return.
不是紀念到我們的
See, we like to do that, looking back and say, oh, I wish I could be back 20, 30 years ago when the good time were behind.
希望可以回到20年前呢，是那些美好的日子。
That will defeat us.
这样是会令到我们失败。
But looking back in our spiritual past is always a time to look back at the footprint of God in our lives.
我们看回我们以前的属灵的日子，是看到神带领我们的足迹。
Look back to see and remember all the great things that God has done in your life and in my life.Looking back to see and remember all the time and all the occasion when God demonstrated His grace and faithfulness and power in our lives.
来到纪念到神为我们一生中所给我们的恩典所做的事情。
Look back and see and remember all the time when God shielded us from His wrath.
我想起以前呢，神是不将祂的怒气临到我们的身上。
Gave us deliverance.
给我们来到来到释放我们。
That's what Passover meant for Israel.
这个就是逾越节对犹太人的意义。
God protected Israel from His wrath by shielding them under the blood of the Lamb.
逾越节是神用羔羊的血来到遮盖住佢嘅怒气。
God brought them out of slavery the day after the Passover.
神在逾越节之后的日子将他们在奴隶的身份当中带走出来。
Now we got to do all those wonders, we got to demonstrate all His love and power so that He can fail us today.
神会不会为我们做了这么多事之后，又有今时今日来到不再带领我们呢？
Certainly not.
当然不会是。
Remembrance of God's past faithfulness, past acts of grace,always bring victory to us.
我们纪念到神以前为了我们所做的事，就会带领到我们是得胜。
Verses 11 to 12. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened bread and roasted grain. The manna stopped the day after they ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites, but that year they ate of the produce of Canaan.
第十一同十二节这样记载。逾越节后次日，他们吃了那地的出产，就在那一天吃了无酵饼和红的谷物。他们吃了那地的出产之后，第二天玛拿就停止降下，以色列人不再有玛拿了。那一年他们却吃迦南地的出产。
Israel was home, homeless.
以色列人终于是回到他们的家园。
Manna was given them because.In the wilderness, they had longed for the garlic, all the leeks, and all the good stuff of Egypt.
神俾喺抗咗俾瑪拿，佢哋因為佢以色列係不斷記唔到去埃及嘅美食。
Now Exodus chapter 16 tells us how the people grumble at Moses.
喺出埃及記得第十六章佢記載到以色列人點樣向摩西嚟到投訴。
Have you ever longed for some food in Hong Kong? You long for so much that you would die?And that's exactly what the people were doing. In verse 3, they say, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted, but you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death.
当时是我就可以随意可以吃的，可以的肉食的蔬菜，但你就是来到带领到我们旷野来到饿死。
You see how patient God is with us?
咁样，你可唔可以睇到神对我哋嘅耐性
？So God said, "All right, I'll send you quails. I'll send you manna."
所以神就话系咁，我就将玛拿嚟到降临俾你哋。
But that was 40 years ago. But now they have finally arrived.And God said, "No more remembrance of Egypt."
神又话你唔需要再记载到埃及。
Don't look back, because here is a new beginning of my blessing.
唔再望翻以前，我祝福我应许今日就临到你哋。
Don't look back to Egypt.
唔好再回头望翻埃及。
Only remember my power and my mercy that I have given you.
为了纪念到我嘅大能，我对你嘅恩赐。
Don't look back at the temptation. Don't look back at the attractions of the world.
唔好再翻转头睇呢个世界嘅引诱。
I have taken you out of that.
我已经将你攞开。
That wins spiritual battles.
咁样我哋就可以赢到属灵嘅战争。
Verses 13 to 15 give us one more remembrance.
第十三至十五节俾我哋一个另外一个嘅纪念。
You know the Bible doesn't say a whole lot about Joshua's flaws. I always say the Bible is a record of our flaws and our sins and our ugliness. And the Bible is always a book, a record of God's goodness and faithfulness and mercy. And here we can see that Joshua was not perfect. I can think of a couple of places where we can see that Joshua has his flaw too. The first one is in the 11th chapter of Numbers. Joshua was jealous for Moses. Because it says that the Spirit of God also came on two other men, so they started to prophesy. And Joshua was jealous for Moses. He asked Moses to stop those two men from prophesying. And here in Joshua chapter 5, we can also see that Joshua's passion shows to be flawed. Now Joshua is near Jericho. Now, like any good commander, he wants to know about the enemy. So he personally went out to scout around the city. He was pondering in his heart, in his mind, now, how in the world are we going to take this city and bring this wall down? So while mapping out the strategy and the tactics, he looked up and he saw a man with a drawn sword standing in front of him. So he immediately demanded an answer from this man. Are you for us or are you for our enemies? Now I thought that's the most reasonable thing to ask. Whose side are you on? If you're on our side, then fall back behind me and follow me. That's what Joshua was saying. But we can also see the false assumptions that Joshua has. Joshua is thinking, now, hasn't God promised me that I would enjoy the support of the people? Yes, God promised me that. Hasn't God placed me in a position of leadership? Yes, God has. Hasn't God crowned me successor to Moses? Yes, he has. Now, those are his premises. Now, here is his conclusion. Well, since God has done all that, then who is calling the play
here?
I am. Who is the boss here? I am. Who is in control here? I am. Who is giving the orders here? I am. And since I am, you fall behind me and you follow me. You fall behind me and you take orders from me. See what Joshua forgot, and so many Christian leaders forget. Is this, we are given the responsibility of leadership. But we are not the one that barks out orders. See, what Joshua forgot and so many Christian leaders forget is that passion can be a dangerous thing. Joshua is saying, I am passionate for God. I am passionate for victory.
對戰勝係好有熱心。
And I'm going to win this battle.
我係會贏取呢個戰爭。
For this battle is mine.
呢個戰爭係屬於我嘅。
And please, God, since I'm fighting this for your name.
其實神，因為我係奉你嘅名嚟到戰爭嘅。
So you come to my side and you give me the victory.
你又嚟到我身邊俾俾勝利我。
That's not very wrong. Not much error in that kind of reasoning.
呢幾點都唔係錯嘅。
In fact, it displays our zeal, displays our passion for God.
反而係將我哋嘅對神嘅熱心嚟到顯示出嚟。
But the great error is this.
係錯誤就係呢度。
We thought it is our battle.
我哋以為呢個戰爭係我哋嘅。
We thought we have to win it.
我以為係由我哋嚟到戰勝。
And we thought God needs to come to our side.
我以為神係要嚟到我哋嘅身邊。
We thought yes, we are passionate for God's honor.
我以為我哋真係。對神嘅榮耀係老中。
We thought God needs me to win this battle, but that is so wrong.
我以為神需要我哋嚟到戰勝，呢個係幾咁錯誤。
What is Joshua's error?
約書亞嘅錯誤係乜嘢
？What is the error of so many Christian leaders?
信徒領袖嘅錯誤係乜嘢咧
？Being passionate is good.
熱心熱誠是好的。
But we tend to be so self-centered in our passion for God.
但我哋喺對神嘅熱心係由我哋自我中心嚟到。
It's a passion for God. It's wonderful.
對神嘅熱心係好嘅。
But it is still a self-centered passion.
但係如果係自我中心嘅發出嚟。
I'm going to do this for you, God. I'm going to do that for you, God.
我哋會為神做呢樣做嗰樣。
I'm going to win souls for you, God.
會為你到贏取靈魂。
So you better be on my side, God.
所以你最好就係嚟到我身邊。
I'm going to lead, God.
所以神我就係會嚟到領導。
So God, you better follow me.
所以神你應該就係跟隨住我。
You know, in reality, we hide our spiritual pride and arrogance behind our passion.
所以實際上就係將我哋將我哋嘅自我嘅驕傲就係收藏咗喺我哋嘅。
We hide our spiritual self-centeredness by disguising it as our passion for God.
就係將我哋嘅自我中心嘅熱心就係隱藏咗喺我哋熱心裏邊。
And God has to make immediate correction before Joshua can win this battle.
神係即刻嘅指出約書亞嘅錯誤。
And that's exactly what God did Joshua. Verse 14 said, Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.
在十四節這樣記載到，那人回答，不是的，我現在來是作耶和華軍隊的元帥。
What is the commander of the army of the Lord saying here?
耶和華軍隊元帥是講什麼呢？
He said, it's not you, Israel.
他是說，以色列是你的。
It is not you, Joshua, that is the real army.
約書亞，你不是真正的軍隊。
The real army of the Lord, a spiritual army that is not seen by the naked eyes.
耶和華真正的軍隊是屬靈的，不是肉眼所見的。
He is saying, I am the real commander of the Lord's army.
我才是耶和華軍隊真正的元帥。
And you, Joshua, are just the one that Israel can see.
你只是以色列人所能夠所見嘅。
He said, I have not come here to take side.
我唔係嚟呢度選擇邊一邊。
But I have come to take over.
而係我嚟到將呢個戰爭嚟到攞取。
I am the real order giver, not you.
我先至係發號施令嘅，唔係你。
Passion is great to have, it's necessary.
熱心是好的，是需要的。
But Joshua's passion needs to be put in the right place.
但約書亞的熱心是需要放在正確的地方。
Joshua's passion needs to be drastically and immediately channeled from being self-centered to God-centered.
他需要立刻將他的熱心不是放在自我中心裡面，而是放在神的面前。
See, Joshua's passion needs to be drastically and immediately channeled from self-led to being God-led.
他要立即的坦切嘅將佢自我中心嘅領導唔係交託俾神。
All Christian leaders need to be led before they can lead.
所有屬靈嘅領導都係需要先被帶領，然後先至可以帶領。
There are no exceptions.
係冇例外嘅。
It is the spiritual pride that gives Joshua the wrong assumption. But there's one great thing we can say about Joshua, he's correctable. Because Joshua right away said in verse 14, then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, what message does the Lord have for his servant? Joshua immediately relinquished his pride. He immediately gave up his false assumption, his self-centeredness and confidence. He immediately yielded his place. He fell face down to the ground in reverence. He conceded his place as a boss. He said, I'm ready to be a servant. What message does the Lord for his servant? He's asking for orders. Instead of barking out orders, he is ready to be led. Just as Moses was ready to be led. And the commander of the army of the Lord gave the same commission to Joshua as was given to Moses. Verse 15, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy, and Joshua did so. There's an act of consecration of Joshua for the Lord's service. Consecration and act of consecration for service. And only when Joshua was ready to be led, only when he was ready to receive orders, only when he's ready to be a servant, only then can he be consecrated for service. Only then can he be ready for victory. This is a Sunday school story that every child growing up in church knows. We know it well too. At least we thought we know it well. But do we really understand what God is saying to us? What God is saying to us is that the battle of Jericho is still being fought by each and every one of us every day. Individually, as a follower of Christ, we are still fighting battles of Jericho. Individually as husbands and wives, or corporately as a whole church. That's what Ephesians chapter 6 is telling us. Every battle we fight in life is really a spiritual battle of Jericho. The battles at home between parents and children. Battles at home between husbands and wives. Battles of temptation that we fight in our own private personal life. Battle we fight against our own sinful nature. Battles we fight against our own sinful personality and temperament. Even battles we fight in the material physical realm. Like our illness.
是我们身体 的病痛。
They are really spiritual battles in disguise.
其实是属灵战争 的背面。
And how we win really depends on what we remember.
我们怎样赢了这战争是在乎我们是纪念到什么。
The spiritual truth do not change.
属灵的真正的原则是从来都不变的。
It's applicable in Joshua's time, it's the same to us today. How do we win battles? Is if our marriage is a battleground, how do we win that? We don't win by physical violence. We don't win by screaming louder, but we win by remembrance our commitment to God. Because if you are committed to the Lord, you will forgive. So when you think the other person is unforgivable, if you are committed to the Lord, you will keep the commands of the Lord.We win by remembrance of God's forgiveness. We don't need to keep dragging with us our guilt. We win by remembering how God has worked wonders in our lives.
我哋纪念到神喺我哋一生中所有嘅伟大嘅事情。
How he has been so faithful, so gracious, so powerfully at work in us.
佢我哋身上所作嘅大能，所对我哋嘅忠心。
See, that is our Passover.
呢个就系我哋嘅逾越节。
How do we win spiritual battles?
我哋点样赢取属灵嘅战争
？How do we win in our ministry?
我哋喺我哋嘅事工点样赢取战争
？By being placed back.In our place.
是我们知道我们的身份是什么。
We are not really in charge, just like Joshua was really not in charge.
就好像约书亚不是就好像约书亚一样，不是由我们来到控制的。
We are not the one that calls the play.
不是由我们来到发号施令的。
Yeah, we are not the one that gives orders. We win by relinquishing, giving up our pride, our self-centered passion.
我们赢取要将我们的
We win by yielding, by stepping aside, by allowing God to be at work through us. Paul would say the same thing to us in Ephesians chapter 6. The battle of Jericho is still being fought by each and every one of us.In each and every one of our lives. They are spiritual battles, not against flesh and blood. And how we win depends on how well prepared we are. And I trust that your minds are full of the remembrance of God's grace and power in you. Thank you so much, Ken. Thanks.
Let's all rise.
我一齊站立。
Let's sing the response hymn. Who is on the Lord's side?